Anyways, here we go. This is Reverend Rachel's Advent 4 sermon. We gather this morning, literally, on the cusp of Christmas. You can almost hear the cattle lowing and smell the hay of the manger. And as we sit on this cusp of Christmas, it seems fitting that we focus on Mary. Mary, who was breaking the internet in some of my circles this week because virgin is authentically better translated maiden. But leaving that aside, without Mary saying yes, we would have no Jesus. Or at least, perhaps, we would have a very different story. And while Mary said yes to the angel Gabriel, she didn't exactly jump up and down the moment Gabriel showed up. Rather, Mary was a bit more cautious. Scripture says the angel Gabriel was sent to Mary. That alone should have given Mary pause. Biblical descriptions of angels are far more frightening than we see in those beautiful Renaissance paintings. Think of a golden snitch from Harry Potter, but with a lot more wings and many eyes. I'll let you all go home and Google biblical accurate angels and see for yourselves what Mary may have been facing. That aside, and yes, I have a few asides today, Gabriel appears. Greeting, favored one, the Lord is with you. Mary isn't impressed. She doesn't meekly shy away. No, she is perplexed and ponders what sort of greeting this might be. Gabriel continues, making very bold statements. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Any one of these statements would be enough for us to pick up our skirts and run in the other direction. What Gabriel is saying is not a benign statement. Rather, it is almost revolutionary in this time of Roman occupation in Israel. But also in these statements is found hope. Hope that the Romans didn't have the final word. Hope that God's love can conquer evil. Hope that God is with us always. Mary, wisely, in my humble opinion, still isn't convinced and asks, how can this be since I'm still a virgin or just a maiden? And here is where Gabriel gives Mary the assurance she needs to accept God's favor. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. I think it is the knowledge that her cousin Elizabeth, who is advanced in her age, is also pregnant as a sign from God that makes all the difference. Mary isn't in this alone. Elizabeth also has an uncommon, yet God-given pregnancy. Mary now has a companion on this unfamiliar journey. The task that Gabriel is asking of Mary is not a small task. We know how it ends and what sorrow she will bear. Yet with community around her, with God's love, Mary knows she can bear to do whatever God asks of her. When Mary realizes this, she says some of the most important words we can follow as Christians. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. While our gospel reading ends there, if we were to continue reading, you would see why I think the connection to Elizabeth makes all the difference. After Gabriel departs, Mary ups and goes to visit Elizabeth. We all know what happens. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, names Mary's blessedness, and the child in Elizabeth's womb leapt for joy. Mary's response is what we read in the Canticle today. Mary's full acceptance of God's task for her is given as she sings of God's greatness. And then, when Mary was finished, she stays an additional 3 months with Elizabeth. At a time when loneliness is at an all-time high, I think it is important for us to remember how foundational community is to our well-being. Mary didn't bear Jesus on her own. She did it with the help of Elizabeth and Joseph. She will later bear the sorrow of the cross with other women who have come to follow Jesus. Community, which gives us the opportunity to share our burdens, is simply in the fabric of what makes us Christians. In the Christian faith, we are never alone. Not only is God always with us, but our community is also there to support us when we need it most. We don't act alone, we act together. We pray for one another, we care for one another, we listen to one another, even when we don't agree. We do our best to love one another. That is our message today. As we sit on the cusp of Christmas, to be community to one another, as messy as it can be sometimes, be community to one another. Pray, listen, care. For it is in these moments where the light of Christ, who is coming into the world in just a few short hours, shines brightest. Amen.